The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Thanks very much, Damien. It's 3 o'clock on RTE Radio 1. Time to go to our newsroom at the Kieran Evrin. Thanks, John. Thanks very much. 5 on 5, 5 on Ray at RTE.ie. AD Roach was great fun. We welcome to Studio 10 now. Mary Byrne, how are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing fine, Ray. Good to be here.
Yeah, I suppose the week that's in it and the day that's in it in particular, we have to ask people about their Gay Byrne stories. And you did The Meaning of Life.
I met Gay later on in his life and in my life. And I did The Meaning of Life for him. But I remember that particular day I had a very heavy cold and he was so grateful that I'd got out of bed and come in to do it. But what really touched me was at the end of it when we were leaving the studio and he put me into the taxi. He actually walked me out to the taxi. It was pissing rain.
Yeah.
And he put the scarf around my neck, his own scarf. And he said, keep warm. He said, and keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration. And gave me a kiss on the cheek. And that never left me. The man was a hero to me. I grew up with him. And then another time I had with him, we were at the singing for the Queen. And myself, Pat Kenny, and him were singing. What's the guy's name? His... Bill Crosby.
Yes. Harry Crosby.
Harry Crosby.
Bill Crosby is a completely different
thing. Yes, he is. A totally different fella. But Harry Crosby, we went back to his office place. He's an already smart now. Are you laughing at?
No.
But anyway, and we had a sing song there and Gay sang a song to me and Pat sang a song and held me face.
Oh,
and it was so lovely.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Mary Byrne, Pat
say.
Kenny and Gay Byrne walk into a room.
Yeah. I have the photograph to prove it.
Yeah. That's lovely. That's lovely.
It is.
Yeah,
be
sadly
miss him missed.
Be sadly missed. Now, you're currently on tour with Dirty Dusting.
Yes.
As opposed to Dirty Dustin.
Yes.
You're also doing a number of gigs over the Christmas. And I'll get them in now in case we forget them and you'll be giving out to me. So you're doing the Carnegie House Hotel in Swords on the 30th November. That's a Christmas party. Heritage Hotel in Killinard in Laois. The 20th of December, and then New Year's Eve, we're in Parnell's GAA Club dinner, and there's the show tickets from Mary's website or Parnell's GAA Club. Is that that's it? New Year's Eve.
That's it.
So
yes.
Parnell's GAA Club, Mary Byrne in concert.
Yes, and I'm also down doing Cinderella down in Longford just after the Christmas.
And MaryByrneOfficial.com for all details there.
That's
so you know Auld Lang Syne, I suppose. Then you do.
Oh well, yes, I do. I sang it many a time when I was drunk. I've never sang it sober. We do not endorse drinking on this show.
The coin in me. Now we've been talking about the rumours around X Factor's All Stars.
Yeah.
Now they've done Celebrity X Factor, and there was talk then of bringing back some of the biggest contestants, the best contestants from over the years.
Yes.
And you were in the mix for that.
I was there. Yes.
Yes.
What has happened is from I've heard this from a very very good source that
Louis Walsh.
It has been postponed till next year.
Okay, right.
It's not being cancelled.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying it's cancelled. It's not. Simon has something else on that he has to get out up to a certain time because he's going against another station.
Right, right.
So that's what he's
you
doing.
You can't give away too much.
So it's not gone yet. And with the help of God, I'll be on it. And we'll all be out there and we'll be singing together and the whole of Ireland will get behind me.
So you've got the call to see if you're available, sort of thing, yes. And you've said, yes, I'm available, I'd love to do it. And it will be people like yourself and people who came first and second. What sort of other names are we thinking about?
Well, Leona Lewis was mentioned. Now,
right.
I don't know if that's true or false, so I can't confirm that.
Right.
But then there was another rumour, because there's no money in it, that a lot of people backed out of it. We don't know.
Okay.
I was doing it for my own reasons, because I needed that platform again to get more gigs in the UK.
Yeah.
And also, that platform put me where I am today. I wouldn't be talking to you, Ray, if I hadn't had that chance.
You might be. You never know.
Well, you never know. I probably would have stalked you.
Who'd you bring in with you?
I brought this lovely man, Declan. I can't think of your second name. That's because, you know, I'm just not able for this stuff.
Kennedy.
Oh, Declan Kennedy. How are you, Declan?
He's really soft. Declan Kennedy. Declan is a fantastic guitarist.
Right. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, I'm going to sing. And the reason I'm doing this song is because it's a song about love, right? And it was written by Declan O'Rourke. And when he told me the story of it, I was quite, you know, taken aback, because he says to me, he read something about Galileo when he was old and was in prison. And the fact that he loved somebody, whether it was, I don't know if it was his daughter or a girlfriend or a wife or something, but he was writing a letter to her. And the song is about that all of his science and all of his stuff that he did, nothing meant anything if he didn't have love.
Okay.
And that's what it's about. I hope I can sing it.
Galileo
Galileo fell in love. As a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heaven, who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying day, he looked up high and often sighed and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbows in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine? Someone like you, and made them mine. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternative, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy, and my lips were cold as ice, but you kissed me, and good heavens, here I am in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy who put the rainbows in the sky, who lights the stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine, someone like you, and made them mine. Someone like you, and made them mine.
There you go. That was lovely.
It's a lovely song.
What a brilliant song.
Yes.
And you did a great version of it, yes.
The words are so personal to everyone.
And you have to tell it, don't you?
You have to tell the story.
Yes.
There's no point in getting up and singing a song and people are going, what's that about?
Yeah.
And you have to have passion. You have to feel it. That's the way I say it.
I felt it.
Did you feel it?
I felt it, yes.
But now, it's a song he's talking about, folks.
Mary.
I know I'm only joking. I can't help it. You know I love you.
I love you too. Declan, thanks very much. You're going to stay with us, and Mary, you're going to sing us out before the end of the programme. We'll take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand who recently welcomed 17 new pharmacies to the All Care family.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or 5 on 5 on 1. Now, talking about small talk at the beginning of the show struck a chord. There's still more coming in there. Mary says, I lost my husband 10 years ago and still miss the spousal chit-chat. Like your other listener, I'm lucky I've joined lots of groups and really make an effort to put myself out there, but I'm terrified that there could be days I might not get to talk to another soul. Scares me, says Mary. And then Melanie says, I worked in London for a few years. When I finished college, I had a ball over there, but I had a hankering to move back to Ireland, but I couldn't figure out why. I remember the day I came home from my interview in the Mater Private Hospital. Got into the lift and the cleaning lady from ICU was in the lift. Immediately, she started chatting to me about the gorgeous weather and how busy she was and how she was working till 7 that night. We had a great chat and immediately I knew what I'd missed about Ireland. The small talk. That's Melanie. And regarding idle chat, my wife is a demon for starting up conversations with complete strangers. One year on holidays, she struck up a conversation at the poolside with the guy giving out the bingo numbers. And guess what? Invited him to our house on his next trip to Ireland. He had very little English. Thank Christ he didn't appear. There's still time. There's still time. Jose from the bingo. Yeah. Now, some very exciting news this morning that there will be a Christmas special of Bake Off featuring none other than the cast of Derry Girls. It'll be broadcast on New Year's Eve on Channel 4. And if it's Derry Girls, it means Siobhan McSweeney, sister Michael, will be there. And Siobhan is in London and she took a call from us. Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Yes, another nice small chat.
Yeah, some small talk about the Great British Bake Off Christmas special. So has it been done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's no backing out now. Yeah. It's recorded.
It's recorded.
I've tried to get it redacted, but unfortunately it's out there. I'm planning on going away for Christmas so I don't get to see it.
Did you have any sort of editorial control over the final cut?
I did not, and that was a mistake I'm not making again.
The next time you sign a contract, you'll have that
the
written in.
The next time I sign a contract. Well, I don't think I'll be getting any more contracts, certainly no more baking contracts after the show's aired anyway.
Yeah. And is it just ye, or are you up against somebody?
No, it's a new format, which we didn't know about at all either. We didn't know much actually going in, certainly least of which was how to cook. But it's a new format where they're trying a thing where television families or television cast, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
A one-off special with the Derry Girls. So it's just a one show and we're competing against each other.
You've sort of formed on this because you did the Crystal Maze, didn't you?
I didn't.
Oh, did you not? Right, sorry,
no.
sorry. Oh,
No, I didn't.
Is that a sore spot?
No. It really isn't. I mean, have you seen the Crystal Maze? I'm very pleased I didn't have to do that. I would have just stood there and gone, nope. And imagine they would have said, you know, please do this. And I would have gone, no, I don't want to. Thank you very much. I'll just sit here and have a cup of tea. But the girls did it and they were wonderful. But I think they were all very nervous about it.
Yeah.
But this is a different thing.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Now you're going to be back in Dublin next week to help launch the Winter Papers alongside Kevin Barry.
Kevin Barry, yep, and other journalists and writers. We're launching this we're going to go beyond Arena on RTE.
Yes, yes. I'll tell them that. You tell me what.
All right,
so you've written for the Winter Papers.
I have, yeah. I did a play. Kevin Barry wrote a play a couple of years ago, and I did it with Peter Campion, who plays Father Peter in Derry Girls, and we went around the country, and Kevin said, would you be interested in doing an actor's diary? And I said, I wouldn't, thank you very much. And then he kept at me, and he's very annoying, so eventually he wore me down, and I said I would do an actor's diary, or rather I'd write something. And it actually covers the time period from just before filming the second season of Derry Girls up until April this year.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a little snapshot into the madness of my life. And I've no doubt it's utterly boring. I mean, I doubt it very much,
Siobhan.
Anybody would be interested.
I doubt it very much. I've been in your company and it's never boring. Sean Rocks, as you mentioned, so he'll be joined by you, Kevin Barry, yes. Sue Rainsford, Patrick Frayne and more in a live discussion for RT Radio 1 Arena. And it's in the main theatre of Smock Alley, on the 15th of November at 7 o'clock.
Yes. We're going to be reading extracts. And it's a beautiful book. It's its fifth edition. So
okay.
Yeah,
and congratulations, another win for Derry Girls last night.
I know, I'm literally just in the door from Belfast. You caught me just in time, Ray.
Right.
Actually, very good. Yes, we won at the Royal Television Society. We won Best Scripted Comedy for Derry Girls, Season 2. And Lisa McGee won Outstanding Contribution to
the broadcast industry.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We had a wonderful night. Great mischief, but
good.
We managed to...
Listen, I haven't spoken to you since you were on the telly back in September, but I just want to say that we got a huge reaction. I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone.
Were the villagers angry? Did they come with torches and demanding?
No.
No?
Everybody wanted to talk about you and how brilliant you were. So well done. And that's sort of, it is.
Tom
Austin you a bit because the next time you're in town, you will do it again, won't you?
I will, of course,
okay,
Ray.
Right.
Gosh, you know I'm very open to being plumbed.
Right. Siobhan McSweeney, congratulations on everything. Good luck with the Bake Off and good luck with the Winter Papers. And that's 15th November. Is that next week, 15th November?
It is next week. next week. And while I'm there, I'm going to be going to go to the mural, Emma Blake's mural of Sister Michael that she's using.
Ah, yes, I heard about that during the week.
I only heard about it during the week as well. And you know, she's done one of Lizzo as well. So you know that just makes me Lizzo's best friend, like.
Yes, in the mural world.
Which is close, it's probably as close as I'll guess, yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing it in real life.
Okay, Siobhan, great talking
to you.
Bye now, bye. Mind yourself, mind yourself, bye. That's Sister Michael, Siobhan McSweeney from Derry Girls. Are you a fan, Mary Byrne? Have you seen Derry Girls?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Very funny, very funny. Now, I'll just remind people that you're everywhere over Christmas and you're still doing Dirty Dusting and you're there in the Liberty Hall Theatre November 16th.
Yes, and there's a few tickets left and just get in. It's such a fun. We're getting standing ovations no matter where we go. We're surprised at it. But I mean, people are saying, you know, menopause music is great, but this is absolutely hilarious.
And are you enjoying it? Because there's very little singing involved, is there?
There's no singing in it.
All right, pure acting.
Yeah,
pure acting.
And I mean, you know, I was never trained. And the worst thing I found was, you know, I told you I left school quite young. When I was handed the script and I knew I had 82 pages of dialogue I had to learn, it was the hardest thing. And I have a newfound respect for all those kids out there who have to do their leaving certs. And I only had to study one book.
And any strategy? Did you use any strategy?
No. Yes, I did. I kind of made words up. Like, I'd look at a word and I'd say, like there's one particular partner where she says about her husband, she would recommend the Christmas pudding flavour, right? And what I got was Christmas pudding, he would like custard on that. So I have to say, and what about your Billy? How's he taking it? That's how I remembered me lines coming in. I would put something to the last line of the other girls.
Right, then it's worked for you anyway.
Well, it's working so far.
Right, okay. Declan's still with us.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to sing us out. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to do a song that Phil Coulter wrote for me.
He
gave me the actual music of it and signed it and everything. And it's a beautiful song. It's about life for everyone. And I'd like to dedicate it to Gay and to his family and say that, you know, he will be missed, and all our love to Kathleen and the girls. So this is it.
I have lived and I have loved, and I have had my failed romances, taken all that life can give, and taken my fair share of chances. I've known just how it is to win, and I have felt the pain of losing. Some paths I chose would end in tears, but they were all of my own choosing. It's been a good life, far from the high life, and I thank God that this was my life. Some days I prayed would never end, but there were days I felt like screaming through all the darkness and the tears. Nothing could ever stop my dreaming. It's been a good life, far from the high life, and I thank God that this was my life. I've known contentment in a lover's arms, and felt the warmth of his devotion. And I've known heartache and a dark despair that was as deep as any ocean. But we get the strength to carry on and build a life of our own making. I thank the Lord for each new day and for every breath that I am taking. It's been a good life, far from the high life, and I thank God that this was my life. can't deny life as it flies by life. And I thank God that this was my life.
Ah, that's lovely.
Thank you.
Dedicated to Gay and Kathleen and Susie and Crona. And MaryBurnOfficial.com, all the information for that. Mary, thanks very much. Declan Kennedy, thank you. Tomorrow night on the telly, we've half the cast of The Young Offenders. Stephen Ray is in, talking about direct provision. Nev Maguire will be on, and so too is Micheál Ó Maith-Chertoigh. And we're delighted that Dara and Stephanie, who are on the radio during the week, are coming on and going to perform on the TV tomorrow night. That's at 5 to 10 or thereabouts. Sorry, it's not. It's 25 to 10 tomorrow night on RT1. Mary Wilson's on the way. We're back on the radio on Monday at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Talk to us about protecting yourself from flu this winter at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.